Спасибо, госпожа председатель.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Distinguished Chair, at the outset, would like to congratulate you on your nomination to this very important post and reassure you of the full readiness of my delegation to interact constructively with you. The Russian Federation gives special importance to Protocol 5 of the CCW aimed at effectively resolving problems linked to munitions becoming explosive remnants of war. The removal of risks and threats related to existing ERW in order to ensure the safety of civilians and normalizing people's lives and ensure step-by-step development of regions where military action took place is one of the conditions towards stabilizing the situation and ensuring lasting peace in post-conflict situations. Of particular importance is the provision of the protocol that states that one of the main factors in resolving ERW issues is linked to the need for states to cooperate actively. And in this, what is of particular importance is the involvement of relevant international and regional organizations and involve them in this work. And also NGOs play an important role in these activities, those in NGOs that work on questions of prevention and ERW. Russia is ready to closely cooperate with all countries parties to Protocol 5, including on exchanging experience related to the reduction of threats and risks related to ERW. We find that Protocol 5 is one of the most successful documents under the CCW. Over the past 12 months, states parties carried out active work in this direction. However, we believe that the greatest possible impact in terms of reducing threats and risks related to ERW can be achieved when we implement the protocol and also implement Security Council Resolution 2365 from July 2017. My country fully implements the provisions of Protocol 5, and we have been informing the Secretariat of the CCW in a timely fashion in our national reports. We believe that this is one of the most important tools to ensure transparency and building trust, and we should expand this practice. We also pay special attention to the implementation of our obligations under the protocol, and we provide, on an annual basis, our reports. We'll provide some additional information on this issue when we address item 10 on our agenda. We give particular importance to preventive measures to reduce the risks of ERW, and in this work, we use the recommendations contained in the technical annex to the protocol. In light of the national specificities of such measures in their implementation, we are in favor of preserving the voluntary nature of this document, and we support the efforts carried out by the high contracting parties aimed at making sure that this protocol is a universal document, and we welcome the accession of Benin to this document, and we invite other countries to join Protocol 5 as well. Thank you.